This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always matters is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Wednesday, also known as Whip 'em Out Wednesday, October the 16th of 2024, day 290th. Of the year and only 76 days to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, because what else would we be doing? I mean, come on, let's talk about it. So anyways, yesterday, what a show. Got to hang out at Safety Day here in good old Orlando at the Rosen Plaza, presented by the ACFS. I think this is like the fifth or sixth year that I've been able to be involved, so good times. They did a little thing yesterday, was pretty interesting, where they kind of recapped some of the stuff that they had done over the years. It was interesting to see how far that journey's been. I want to say that it was like year 30 or something. I mean, it's been pretty amazing just to see the stuff that they've done since I've been around, in regards of like being able to see it, but just seeing now the whole gamut of stuff was pretty impressive. So let's talk, because we're going to go through the whole thing as we go through some of the news that we missed yesterday, some of the stuff. Yeah, kind of a shorter episode yesterday. Some people reached out and were like, well, you cut it by 30 minutes. I know. That's what happens when you're doing stuff in real time. So, yeah, shorter version. No, we're not doing longer version today, just in case. But remember, this is a three-hour show. Hour number one's the one that's on video and on a podcast. Hour two and three, we go directly onto RadioBig.fm. But the first hour, it's you and I hanging out on Safety FM and Radio Big all at the same time. So there you go. So our show consists of Safety in the News, News and Safety. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. Callinradio.com will get you moving and grooving. That's the easiest way, easiest form, easiest format to get everything moving and going and all the skedaddling that you want to do. No doubt about that. So with that being said, Safety in the News, News and Safety. Interaction told you how to do that. If you do it on social media, great. I just don't pay a lot of attention there until I'm done. So there you go. With that being said, let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnighto.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, North Korea continues its conflict escalations, and the driver narrowly escaped a bizarre bomb attack. Yeah, that's not a joke as I'm saying that. Also, 50 Cent and Lisa Vanderpump are heading to Vegas, though for very different reasons. Maybe not so much together. Also, Al Pacino almost didn't star in The Godfather, and Dirty Dancing sequel may or may not still be in the works. We'll talk about that. Also, Prince Williams hits the American football field. Yeah, I don't know why, but he did. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. So there you go. That's going to be pretty much what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about some of that stuff. We'll give you a main story at some point and give you everything that's going on inside of the world here. Yep, that's kind of the coalition of the stuff that we do. I hope you're excited, because I'm kind of excited about, you know, what's about to go on here. So Whip them out Wednesday, callinradio.com, video, audio, and text messaging. You know, Wednesday is the day that I look forward to, because like a parent of mine used to say, los sinvergüenzas will start sending stuff in that I'm always kind of mesmerized about as we are talking. So with that being said, let's move it forward. In regards of what is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, let's get you with the people with feature story news, and let's get that moving to you right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News, I'm Rebecca Bunzen in Mumbai. The United States is demanding Israel boosts aid to Gaza and warns failure to do so would risk cutting off some U.S. military assistance. In a letter, the Biden administration instructed its Middle East ally to act within 30 days on a series of measures, expressing deep concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation in the war-torn Palestinian territory. Benji Hire reports.
This letter amounts to the strongest known written warning yet from the White House, urging the Israeli government to allow for a greater distribution of aid in Gaza for at least the next 4 months. Israel's ground offensive has forced millions of Palestinians to evacuate their homes to temporary camps, exposing them to dangerous diseases. Last month, its army denied or impeded nearly 90% of humanitarian movements between North and South Gaza. US law prohibits sending weapons to countries that prevent the delivery of American humanitarian aid. The Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense also told their counterparts to let the Red Cross visit detention facilities within Israel in light of alleged abuse of detainees.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been campaigning in battleground states, with less than 3 weeks to go to the US presidential election. Trump staged a rally in Atlanta, Georgia, while Harris was in Michigan. NASA has launched a spacecraft to Jupiter's frozen moon, Europa, to look at whether it has conditions suitable to support life. The $5.2 billion mission is more than a decade in the making. Kate Fisher reports.
The goal is to see whether Jupiter's moon has the potential for life to thrive. While scientists have long focused such efforts on Mars, which is more similar to Earth, NASA's aiming for Europa because of a massive ocean believed to be underneath its icy crust. Instruments on the spacecraft will search for organic compounds and other clues beneath the ice. If it can withstand Jupiter's harsh radiation environment and complete its mission, the world may be one step closer to discovering whether there's life beyond Earth.
The Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement.
The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Heeded nearly 90% of humanitarian movements between North and South Gaza. U.S. law prohibits sending weapons to countries that prevent the delivery of American humanitarian aid. The Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense also told their counterparts to let the Red Cross visit detention facilities within Israel in light of alleged abuse of detainees.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have been campaigning in battleground states with less than 3 weeks to go to the U.S. presidential election. Trump staged a rally in Atlanta, Georgia, while Harris was in Michigan. NASA has launched a spacecraft to Jupiter's frozen moon, Europa, to look at whether it has conditions suitable to support life. The $5.2 billion mission is more than a decade in the making, Kate Fisher reports.
The goal is to see whether Jupiter's moon has the potential for life to thrive. While scientists have long focused such efforts on Mars, which is more similar to Earth, NASA's aiming for Europa because of a massive ocean believed to be underneath its icy crust. Instruments on the spacecraft will search for organic compounds and other clues beneath the ice. If it can withstand Jupiter's harsh radiation environment and complete its mission, the world may be one step closer to discovering whether there's life beyond Earth.
The Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
If you ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button.
You suck.
This rock block is for you.
Radio.
Okay, so here you go. We are back doing our thing, no doubt about that. So here we go. Let's talk about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because there's just no other way to put it. As we are talking, so I have to reference this. The news cut out, and it didn't do it once. It did it twice, and it's kind of funny that it cut out when it was talking about the Jupiter aspect of there being alien life form. You know, conspiracy theories might start now in that particular regards, because that happened. We know this.
Duh.
So just want to make a quick reference there as we are talking. So let's talk about the hit list real quick, because there is no doubt that that's what we need to do. There was a time not so long ago when angsty teenagers yearned for adulthood and to be taken seriously in contributors to society. Now the youngest adult on paper, Generation Z, say they're not fully grown until they hit 27 years of age. In a recent survey, respondents of all ages said that there are a few factors that mark the beginning of adulthood: paying your own bills at 56%, financial independence 45%, and prioritizing responsibilities over fun. That's 38%. Across all ages, Americans expect to be financially stable well into adulthood at 46 years of age. It gets worse. 40% have never achieved financial stability across all ages. 71% agree that it's more difficult to be an adult now than it was back in 1994. This is according to a good old Fortune. So I don't know here. I mean, I'm taking a look at this and going, well, that's some questions for sure to bring up. But the other side of the equation here, when you start taking a look at the whole ordeal, man, you know, I'm at the age that I'm at right now, and I still don't feel that I have fully grown up.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's not an entertainment thing. It's definitely one of those things that I take a look at and go, it's just not the reality of the scenario of what I'm looking at. In that particular regard, I'm just saying there. So some stuff for sure as we are hanging out. Anyways, let's continue talking. North Korea's Kim regime is not just barricading the rails and roads entry points with the South. It has totally destroyed at least two roads connecting the countries. South Korea's military reported this week that they detected an explosion near two crossing points. Now, that's not a joke as I say that. And the addition to this, there was a demolition. The North was planted mines and removed lightning. Removed lightning along those two routes. Hold on. Maybe they meant lighting, not lightning. Footage aired on South Korean media showed that the trucks and excavators on the north side clearing the piles of debris in the explosion. No damage of the south roads have been reported. In response, they were fired warning shots near the military. Near the military lines. This is according to NPR. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. If you definitely don't want to be connected to someone, you know how they say you can burn bridges? Well, this is like going way above the call of duty here. And I'm not talking about a video game. So there you go. I mean, what do you think about the whole mess? I mean, it's something for sure that I'm taking a look at and going, wow, that's getting a little wild out there in regards to what you're willing to do. So think about that a slight tad bit, if you don't mind, of course. So anyways, with that being said, let's continue. A few weeks after Microsoft announced that they would begin the process to win regulatory approval to activate Three Mile Island nuclear power plant for its data center for power AI, Google announced it also is getting into the nuclear game. The Wall Street Journal reports that Google is financing the construction of seven small nuclear power reactors across the country for its own AI efforts in partnership with the energy company Kairos Power. Google expects to get the plants online in the next 5 years. The Google reps say that the end goal is 24/7 carbon-free energy according to the Wall Street Journal. So let's make sure that I understand this because I'm not a very smart guy. You're telling me that Google and Microsoft are going to go to former nuclear power plants to put data centers for AI. I mean, am I following this correctly? And if this is the case, what exactly is left inside of those nuclear power plants? And what does the cleanup look like in Three Mile Island? And I thought that after X amount of time, you had to deactivate nuclear power plants. I mean, I might be getting all my stories mixed up here, but I am just saying I don't understand how this goes because I'm not a smart person.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, in a devastating earnings report, Walgreens CEO says that the 1/4 of the pharmacy chain's locations are unprofitable. That would be 25%. The company will close, are you ready for this? 1,200 locations in the next 3 years. Walgreens blames expanded online shopping and the growth of pharmacy services and big box retailers for their struggles among broader economic concerns. This is according to AP. Meanwhile, convenience store 7-Eleven will shutter 400 locations by the end of this year. Yeah, this year. The company specifically blames decreased cigarette sales as the biggest factor of the diminished sales. This is according to NJ, which I would imagine it stands for NewJersey.com. So there you go. I mean, think about this. Walgreens, now 7-Eleven. What happened to this big sale that 7-Eleven and, what was it, Circle K we're talking about. Wasn't that, I think it was Circle K and 7-Eleven about the merger urger, or maybe that was just going down in Canada. I mean, this is what happens when you read too much Canada news, because I tend to do that quite a bit. So there you go. Also, a Washington family is lucky to be alive after narrowly escaping a fiery explosion last week. John Richards, a radio DJ for KEXP Morning Show, shared the traumatic story, explaining how he and his 11-year-old and wife were driving home when all of a sudden a soccer ball rolled into the road, assuming that a child would be running out afterwards. Richard said that he slowed down, to which one point he realized that it wasn't a ball, but a bomb. Maybe it's not funny, but it was like watching Bugs Bunny. You see those little bombs, they light, and they're throwing them at the cartoon. And I think, I trained me more than the other thing, said Richard. Thankfully, no one was injured during the explosion. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. This is according to WBAY. That's WBAY in regards to that. So, yeah, I mean, what a crazy time in regards to talking about some of this stuff. No doubt there, as we are doing our thing. Oh, so let's talk about this. Some interesting stuff came out yesterday. Rock guitarist Jake E. Lee, from good old Ozzy fame, former guitarist for Ozzy, was hospitalized on Tuesday after a shot multiple times in Las Vegas. He is in ICU but expected to make a full recovery, according to the Rep. The shooting is believed to have been random, though an official investigation is underway. I mean, how weird is that? Random shooting in Vegas to a rock star. I mean, just random shooting, period, is kind of a weird one. But you have to start taking a look at it and go, what the hell's going on, man? Just some interesting stuff as we are talking. 26 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some other stuff going on. I talked a little bit about 50 Cent at the very beginning, so I think that we should probably continue down the path here, because that's going to be important. 50 Cent is heading to Sin City for the first time ever Vegas residency. 50 Cent's In the Club residency is so far has 6 shows spanning over December to January at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. One of those will be on New Year's Eve performances. As for his cut, 50 Cent is reportedly earning, you ready for this, for the 6 shows? I hope you're sitting. $15 million. That's $15 million in regards to that. I mean, not a bad gig if you start thinking about it. This is according to Complex, referring to what's going on. Take a listen to this one. Taylor Swift is releasing a 256-page hardcover book inspired by her record-breaking Eras Tour. The book will be filled with some Swift's own personal reflections and never-before-seen photos, according to the official announcement. It hits the shelves on November the 29th, a.k.a. Black Friday. This is according to the New York Post. So you now... That book's going to be number one, because that's just kind of what happens with her. Good for her. I mean, don't get me wrong as I say that. And she kicks off the final leg of the tour this week. So there you go. Some people will be on the look-see for that one. So take a listen to this, because I had to talk about it. The Connecticut home once shared by Donald Trump and then-wife Ivana Trump recently sold for $31.5 million. A Georgian-style mansion was owned by former couple in the 1980s and then went to Ivana after their divorce in 1990. From there, she sold it to a financier, Robert Steinberg, for $15 million. No word on the exact who bought the place, though Soderberg, International Realty, who represents the buyer, referred to them as a prominent family. This is according to the Wall Street Journal in regards of what's going on. So what do you think? Interesting stuff, right? I mean, 31.5 from buying it for $15 million. I mean, I think you made your money there, for sure, as we are talking. I also talked about Lisa Vanderpump at the very beginning, so let's talk a little bit more about her. Dropped $5 million on a new home in Vegas. The property sits on a golf course and features a breathtaking views of the surrounding desert. Now, is it breathtaking because you're in the desert, or is it really just breathtaking views? I'm just trying to figure it out. So the purchase doesn't mean that she's leaving Beverly Hills. However, insiders say the Vanderpump will simply split her time between the two homes while managing her business in both locations. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Anyways, let's talk about this. The Dow lost about 324 points to close at 42,000. 740 on Tuesday. The S&P lost about 44 points to close at 5,815, and the NASDAQ lost about 180 points to close at 18,321. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. So there you go, some information right there as we are talking. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.20 on Tuesday, and Bitcoin gained about, just a tad bit up from what it was trading around at $67,000. There was more than 1,760 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Tuesday, and about 90 such cancellations. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $408 million jackpot, or $196.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so, no doubt about it. So what do you want to do? I'm just asking the question because there is definitely time to play the games. That is for sure. So, no, like seriously, for sure, as we are talking about it, where did my brain go?
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are 31 minutes into this thing. So let's talk about this because there is time to do so before we get into the next chapter of everything that is going on. So Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey is still waiting for the follow-up film. The plan for the sequel was announced back in 2020, then pushed back last year with the Hollywood strikes. Now Grey says that she isn't sure where things are in the process. I'm waiting for them to really nail it down, and it has to be right, she told Games Radar. No other cast from the original have been attached to the sequel, according to Game Radar. So there you go. If you've been waiting for that one, what are they going to say about the Patrick Swayze role? That's going to be the other question that's going to be going on. So there you go. What do you think about this whole mess? It's just a sequence of events, no doubt about that. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, I think it's time to talk about some stuff because it's pretty interesting seeing the world on the things that are going on. So let's do this. We're going to drop into the main story because we need to do that first. So let's do that right now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time as we get to hang out and do our stuff. No doubt about that because, you know, what else would we be doing if we weren't doing a main story? I'd probably be sitting here and going, okay, life is grand, life is beautiful. We need to turn and change everything as life goes on. So with that being said, I want to talk this morning about some things, of course, going on into Florida. And as you are aware, we mostly talk about stuff related to safety during this time. And when we have these discussions that are related to everything that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do. But today, we're going to change it up just a bit. And I will tell you that because of everything that's been going on over the last couple of weeks here, some people have been really going out of their way to make sure that certain things take place, to make sure that the people are taken care of in regards of all the hurricanes and all the stuff that's been happening. And it's just amazing just to hear on how the community has been pulling together in regards to some of this stuff. And I look at it from some standpoints and go, not all superheroes wear capes. And I want to show you something, if you don't mind. So I'm going to have to change some of this screen stuff around today as we're doing this. But I want you to take a look at some of the stuff that's being done. And it's just amazing when you start taking a look around on what people are willing to do to be able to help others. And I'm always astonished on what people will go out and do. So let's take a listen to this real quick, if you don't mind.
This is Joshua Connor, owner and senior public adjuster of Coastal Claim Consultants. We're out here today at Lakewood Park Market. A former client of ours who did suffer damage from the recent tornadoes in Fort Pierce, Florida. They asked us to come back out here and help them. So for the next couple of days, we're just out here handing out supplies to the community. We're set up at the market here if you'd like to come. We've got water. We've got chips. We've handed out about 50 meals already for Chick-fil-A. And then toiletries as well for anybody that might need it. We've got cell phone charging stations. We also have the Starlink system here running since everybody's out of internet and power around here. So if you need to charge your phone, you need to hop on the internet, grab a warm meal, some drinks. We're out here at Lakewood Park Market. We'll be here all day helping people out. No sales, no solicitation. No sales, no solicitation. Just out here taking care of people that were affected in the community. Again, Lakewood Park Market, Fort Pierce, Florida. Come get on some internet. Come get your cell phone charged and grab a warm meal. Look forward to helping you guys out.
So, I mean, just take a listen to that. I mean, going out of their way to make sure that they're helping people in regards of this particular time of need. It's amazing. And I mean, and I have some other people that I've heard going down up and down in St. Pete in particular, trying to help others and what's going on. Now, listen, I mean, I want you to think about this. This gentleman here, Josh Connors, and of course, you probably heard some of their stuff. Ad-wise, I mean, they had no idea that I'm doing this. And like I've told you in the past, I've always been super amazed with the stuff that they do. And we had hurricane damage in my house a few years back, and they were there, helped out, grand. And I mean, I look at it from this particular standpoint. They're going out into the community and saying, hey, we want to be able to help you. Some place like Fort Pierce, Florida currently, a good chunk of it, you know, didn't have power. And so they're out there saying, hey, power up your phone, see if you need to contact someone. And hey, here's some internet, and then here's some food to be able to help you out. Just amazing on what people will do inside of the community. And sometimes we need to look at certain things and say, you know, we have to appreciate the community that's built around us. And I think that sometimes we tend to lose the sense of community because we sit behind some of these things, like these virtual aspects, and not realizing, you know, that there's a whole other world that's out there. And I know that you and I communicate mostly virtually. I mean, let's not lie here. But when you start taking a look where people are willing to help people, it's encouraging. It's encouraging on how different the world is and sometimes what we might expect it to be. That's something to think about. I'd like to thank Josh Connors for going out there and the people that are helping out in different areas, really putting some things on the line out there to say how much they appreciate and want to be out there helping others. It's really important to look at.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund.
So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio big.
Let's start using cutting edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Was yesterday, I saw you packing up your bag. You were reading on the road, smoking barley share, just like the dream we shared that night about the game of life. You made it to the other side.
yes, I wish I could see you one more time. We are 54. No, we're not. What am I saying? We're 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. This right here, Hawaii, with Dear Joey. You can give this song a little streamer emer action. Little highlight, little low light, little thumbs down. Little maybe potentially some thumbs up, because you can do that as well. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying some musica as we are going through this. We would like to thank Hawaii for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. So with that being said, time to move on. So in regards of the world of the multiverse, thanks again to Y for allowing us to play this. And now let's get back into some more dulcet tones of things that are going on inside of the world. That is for sure, as we are talking. Now, let me tell you about the most important part of the stuff that I will ever tell you. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. Now, I want to tell you about this real quick. And this one today is a little bit about self-care. When you're having a tough moment of the day, it's okay to pause and take care of yourself. Below on their website, if you go to the self-care section, there are some suggestions on how you can do this, the right thing right now, and how to make plans to keep your self-care efforts going into the future. So if you go to TWLOHA.com, that's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says self-care, there's all kinds of information there. It's anything from how to hold your breath, how to make sure that your basic needs are met. There's some basic like music meditation stuff, if you want to take a listen to that. How to use your senses to create a space between yourself and your feelings. Stuff to do with your phone and so on. I mean, there's just all kinds of information. If you have not been to TWLOHA.com, I am telling you, you are missing out on some great information that is there to be able to discuss mental health in regards of things that need to be taken a look at in regards to how to take care of things that you would like to do going forward. That's TWLOHA.com. Today we're talking about the self-care portion, so take a look at that when you get a chance. TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. So let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because why would we not do that? And let's call this one, if we may,
Special Breakfast.
Researchers are saying that it might be a good idea for men and women to eat different breakfasts. A study conducted by the University of Waterloo using mathematical models found that each gender could benefit specific food choices in their morning meals to optimize metabolism and even the possibility of weight management. It was determined that men's metabolism responds to better to carb-rich breakfasts like oats and grains, while women's are better for eating foods higher in fat content like omelets and avocados. A study co-author Anita Layton says that one factor the researchers took into account is that women tend to burn more fat while fasting, such as while sleeping, than men do. Would it be okay if I order my sausage, ham, and bacon breakfast platter with a little extra carbs then? I mean, maybe that's a question. And pro tip for guys, do not go home and tell your wife that she could burn a lot of fat if she started fasting, because that's not going to probably be a good idea for things to talk about. I mean, I am just saying some stuff to give some consideration to, because you definitely don't want to go into La La Land by bringing that stuff up. There is no doubt there. I will tell you, life will be better if you take a look at things differently, no doubt about that. So there you go. Anyway, so let's continue talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of our world, though, because why would we not do that? You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about some whack facts, because it is, some people will refer to this as Wacky Wednesday. I don't know why they do that, but they do. So here's some whack facts for you. The human circulation system is more than 60,000 miles long. 60,000 miles long. The human eye can distinguish about 500 different shades of gray, and we're definitely not talking about the movie. I know it's called 50, but they added an extra zero there. The average beehive needs about 40 to 70 pounds of honey to survive the winter. Earth gets 100 tons heavier every day due to the falling meteoritic dust. All mammals get goosebumps. And penicillin was originally called mold juice. How come there just doesn't seem to be a big market for mold juice?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety
I mean, don't hold me to it. I mean, I'm just saying what it's called. I mean, people get all bent out of shape in regards to what I say, the stuff that I say, but it's mold juice. What else would you call it? So I have a question for you because, you know, we're hanging out and talking today. We're getting close to the end of the year. And, you know, it's just going to happen. It's a few weeks away. We're going to be at Halloween. A few weeks after that, we're at Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S. A few weeks after that, you're inside of the Christmas season, the holidays, and all that kind of fun stuff. Then you get into New Year's. So if you're in this profession where you do the safety stuff, how do you start managing for all that? Because it might not be a super busy time work-wise, but because of the events that normally happen at the workplace, it can get a little wild-eyed, if you know what I'm saying. So what do you start doing? Like, how do you start managing that? Because I'm always curious. I always want to know what is the plano ano of what goes on after that. Because it's crazy sometimes during that time of the year. So do you do something special to prep the people? Like, I remember working at a place in particular where they decided to drink inside of the office during work hours because it was the holiday season. And some jackass got drunk and decided that he wanted to climb a rope that they had put inside of the warehouse that was probably like 30 feet in the air. From the length of the rope to get to the top of the ceiling. And he was in the military and he had to show everybody what was being done. So that was, you know, that was an interesting conversation, especially with him being a vice president of the company. And I was only a manager. Yeah, it was fun times. Anyways, let's get into something funner. Yeah, I made that up. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute, because you know why? He gets us really motivated. So let's do that.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Chad. Duke Ellington said, "A problem is a chance for you to do your best." Amazing quote. Way back in 2002, I had a radio client who called to ask if we were still running a certain radio ad. I said, "I don't think so, but I'll find out." I had recorded a new ad for him, but apparently I had not swapped it out, so we were the ones still running the old ad. I immediately fixed the problem. Then I scheduled extra ads to make up for any ads that had run wrong. After fixing the problem, I called to apologize. My client said, "No apology needed." That wrong radio ad generated a call from a new client that would become their largest client. He also appreciated that I actually looked into it. He said, "Every other rep just said, nope, it wasn't us."
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Whatever your job, it is more than just a way to make a living. It is an opportunity to be co-laborers with God. We are working with Him to feed, clothe, and shelter His human family. We share His dream for a world where poverty, disease, injustice, and unrighteousness have been eradicated. Christ is the eternal architect. We are just the laborers. Still, there's something grand about partnering with Him. It gives our life work meaning and eternal value. Colossians 3 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart." Lord, help us to realize that whatever job we are doing, we are co-laborers with you. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Israel's hit Beirut with its first airstrikes there in 5 days. UK inflation's fallen to an annual rate of 1.7%, its lowest in over 3 years. Seven flights have been grounded by Indian Airlines in 48 hours after receiving bomb threats, and the Polish government's accused its neighbour Belarus of planning what it describes as a violent attack using migrants on its border.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, pitfalling in society. What a combination of stuff to talk about. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's take a look. Yeah, let's take a look at something that happened back on this day. Let's take a look at 2023 to be exact. A model of the Star Wars X-Wing Starfighter from Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, sells for, you ready for this? $3 million at auction. It was one of the four models created by the movies for the movie by Oscar-nominated model maker Greg Jane. So that happened back in 2023. $3 million. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Let's see. Wyland Wyatt turns 18. Naomi Osaka turns 27. Bryce Harper, 32. Andrew Santino turns 40. Katarine Scorson turns 43. Sue Bird, 44. Jeremy Jackson also turns 44 today. John Mayer, yeah, the rock singer. Yeah, he turns 47. He turns 47 today. And our own Jim Polzel. Yeah, he turns 54 today. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I just did. You know, from Safety Wars fame. Yeah, he turns 54 today. Also, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers turns 62. And Tim Robbins turned 66 today. So there you go. There's some birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. And I have quite a bit. It's Steve Jobs Day, Global Cat Day, National Missouri Day, World Food Day, Department Store Day, National Boss Day, National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day, Global Dignity Day, Global Ethics Day, World Spine Day, National Fossil Day, National Feral Cat Day, Haggish Day, National Dictionary Day, and National Liqueur Day. So there you go. Definitely a combination of stuff if you're looking into days to celebrate, that is for sure. If I can't give you a random joke for today, I would love to do that, because why would we not want to do a random, you know, especially when it comes to a joke? Here you go. What if UFOs are just billionaires from other planets? That's something to think about. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most annoying expression used in everyday conversation?
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying. So there you go. Or let me do that.
It is what it is.
Yeah, whatever. So there you go.
I agree to disagree. We agree to disagree.
Yeah, you know, lack of thinking. There you go. So here you go. If you need something for the water cooler, try this. When it comes to raising kids, almost one-third of dads say that they can't do this. What is it? Pull a tooth, because they rather punch it out. No, I'm joking. I'm joking as I say that. So there you go. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm and hanging out for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, you can stay right here and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting at the top of the hour on Safety FM. So I will be going over to Radio Big 2 hours or so, doing our stuff over there. So you're more than welcome to come and hang out. So that's going to sum up our time together. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When you are in your own lane, there is no traffic. Think about that. When you are in your own lane, there is no traffic. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.